Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. For all the weight loss that I've incurred, which is about 125 pounds or something close to 60 kilos over the last few years, you know, when I look at myself in the mirror, I still see somebody who's fat, and you know, and there's still some weight to lose, no question. However, I definitely weighed a whole lot more at other points in my life, and I feel pretty good about the progress I've made. But you know, so I can see, and you know, over the last couple of years, with you know, with some of the amount of travel I've been doing, I certainly notice, you know, there's certain things that are easier now because I weigh less and my waist is smaller, and so you know, I don't need a seatbelt extension when I get on an airplane anymore. It's not even something I think about. You know, will the seatbelt fit? A couple of years ago, I went to an amusement park and I couldn't ride some of the rides because I was not I was too big. The seatbelts only went so far, and they didn't offer extensions. And so, you know, you have tough luck, right? So I approach this topic with you know, somebody who knows what it's like. I've spent a lot of my life being overweight or and beyond, or you know, morbidly obese, or it's yeah. So when I hear the topic of you know, fat shaming, which you know, there was a segment on Bill Maher's program, which then James Corden responded to, and then of course, you know, then somebody on Twitter commented about it. So there, you know, there's a topic of fat shaming, and do we need more of that? And you know, and James Corden's answer to what Bill Maher said was, "Hey, look, this is fat shaming never went away," and he's absolutely right. I mean, you may not, you know, it may not be happening overtly, you know, I don't know, directly in some cases, but you know, just try and be a fat person and actually, like, you know, and go through life, and you realize that things aren't meant for big people in a lot of cases, and so you're always struggling with that, and having been fairly close to, you know, having been on the other side of that, I know exactly what that feels like, and it does not feel great. I mean, you know, the guy who, the big guy sitting in the middle seat, I've been that guy, and, you know, and it's that, you know, you know, if you're sitting next to that person, you may not necessarily like it, but do you think that the guy in that seat necessarily likes it? But anyway, this is something that, you know, that has never, it's always been a thing, right? It's one of the few things you can still criticize people for. And yeah, it is, there's a certain amount of health that goes along with it, right? It's like, if you're overweight, there's most likely some sort of underlying health problem that needs to be addressed, and it may be you know, there's certainly physical damage, but there's also emotional and you know, and other sorts of damage, right? And you know, and it doesn't help that our dietary guidelines are backwards and such. You know, I guess I'll cover that in another podcast, but what I'll say is that, yeah, I don't think it pays anybody to, you know, to shame or even normalize, right? I mean, I don't think either of those things are great, right? It's like, we need to get healthier as a society, for sure. And, and I think there's some challenges with that. Now, what prompted me to record this is that there was a thread on Twitter that somebody who responded to this had said, now here's, you know, now that you've got everybody's attention, right, which maybe you can use the platform to educate people on why people are overweight and what we can do about it. And the reality is, a lot of things have happened. And if you you know, you can go back through the history. And so the dietary guidelines came out in 1980 that said that saturated fat was bad. And so the food system decided to replace all the saturated fat with, carbohydrates. And a lot worse. And, you know, the rest is history. And the only thing that's happened, and, you know, I've certainly observed this in my lifetime, is that people got fatter. I got fatter. You know, the world has gotten fatter as a result. And, you know, and it's, I don't think people are necessarily trying to eat the wrong thing. I'll admit, you know, and I go through this myself from time to time, there's a lot of confusing information out there about what you should do. And, you know, and that,
that's, you know, should you eat this? Should you not eat that? I think if you go back far enough, right, you can figure out what people were eating and that it was pretty safe. And, you know, if we stick to that, it's probably fine. But that's, you know, and that's one thing if you're healthy. But if you're trying to reverse health, then you have to be a little more drastic, right? So getting rid of sugars and grains and seed oils, you know, when you've had health problems, something that you should consider doing, because you're going to get cured overnight? In some cases, yes. In a lot of cases, no. I mean, I'm still working through my own stuff as far as that goes. But shame's definitely not the answer. Access to better information is. And yeah, and this is, certainly what I'm trying to propagate is that, at least the mainstream advice of, low fat, and that kind of thing. I don't know that that's necessarily the answer. Certainly not for me. I certainly feel better with the way I'm eating right now. I go out and jog several miles a day. Which I would have never done. It's still kind of amazing that I've done that. And actually, earlier this week, I went out at 4:30 in the morning. I woke up at 4:30, and it turned out I was jogging in the dark and in the rain. And if you'd ever told me at any point in time that I'd be doing that, I'd tell you you were high. Here I am. That was the time I had to do it. I think, we all got to get healthier, I think, but I don't think shaming people into getting healthy is necessary. Actively shaming people, I don't think that's necessary. There's already enough of that in the world. The way things are without people actively taking steps to do that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.